A Piece of Cake, adapted for radio by Josephine Bruce, from the novel by Charles Anthony. Mapleton is an unspoilt little village on the Hampshire coast, between Lymington and Christchurch, looking south towards the Needles, which gleam when the sun catches the three great razorbacks against the sky. In his retirement from the Navy, Lieutenant Commander Peter Wilson, R.N., has found a home in this country backwater for himself, his wife Margaret, his daughter Elizabeth, and his factotum, leading able seaman Tego Strip, also ex-R.N. Mapleton, as Peter says, is one of those places where the elephants come to die, if they can afford it. A Piece of Cake.
Oh, morning, Matt.
Oh, dear. She's left the gym shoes out. Dirty, too.
Oh, I'll give them a quick clean-up, ma'am.
Yes, do. Liz, darling, turn off that thing and come down to breakfast. It's nearly 8 and the bus goes at 9, you know. Really? Hello, you fool.
Hello.
Here's your milk.
Two eggs each. I don't permit Liz and the commander, ma'am.
Oh, God. Thank heavens they're laying well. Over the hens, I mean.
Oh, yes, they wind up his legs for their own pleasure. Commander's down feeding of them now. Shall I fetch him in?
Oh, yes, do, please, Strip. Liz!
Sorry, Mother. My suitcase wouldn't zip. Oh! Where's Pa?
Oh, he'll be in a minute. Start, do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's your coffee. Not too much time.
Thanks. Morning, you puss. Four letters for Pa. Lucky doll.
Yes. Only one looks openable, though.
Bills, you mean? Oh, Lord.
Not to worry, darling. Toast. He's going up about a job on Monday.
Oh, grand. Oh, that reminds me. You're going over to the Kemp's Plink party tonight, aren't you?
Consolation for your going back to school.
Well, give my love to Natalie Kemp and to Larry Kemp. I think he's rather cool.
Do you, Liz? Yes, he's quite cool, I agree.
Well, even though he is middle-aged, he's got something.
Talking about me?
Naturally, Peter. Coffee now.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, those'll keep. Oh, blast. Liz, darling, I can't drive you to the bus. Carrington's ringing me at 9. He says be sure to be here. He won't be at his office today.
Oh, Pa.
I'll drive you instead.
Right. Goodbye, my dearest you puss. Now, be good. And don't have kittens till the Christmas halls. Oh, Pa. Darling. Goodbye. Fabulous holidays. Good luck on Monday.
Bless you, Liz. Don't murder members of La Bouche this term. They don't like it in the best schools.
I'll try to restrain myself for your sake. Bye, Pa, darling. See you.
Good term, Liz, darling. Bye.
A light, sir?
Oh, thanks.
Oh, we'll be missing Miss Liz.
Yes, we shall.
So Christmas be long before you know.
Yes, so it will. Yes, Strip, it will.
Oh. Commander Wilson's residence? Ah, yes, sir, he's here. Hold on a minute, he may be in his study. Here he is. Commander Carrington, sir.
Study my foot. Thanks, Strip. Hello? Oh, Carrington, hello. Yes, I see. It's off. No, of course, naturally. I see. Yes, well, I was coming up anyway. Oh, you do? Right, I'll ring you Monday. Can do. Okay, goodbye.
Oh, some more coffee, sir.
Thanks, Strip.
Well, sir, I'll go and get some taters in.
Right. Damn.
She's off, darling. Just caught it. Oh, dear. I do hate these
times.
I know.
What about Carrington? Has he run?
Yes, but no go. This one. New line.
Oh.
But I'm seeing him on Monday anyway.
Oh, God. And they sent her love. Well, tonight, gins with Larry and Natalie, yes?
Hmm.
Help. I can wear my little black number with the cultured pearls.
Yes, rather, darling. Keeping up with the Kemps. Oh, Larry's showing us over the yacht on Sunday, don't forget, at Hurst. Well, here's Pomona. By Jove, you've got something here, Rockefeller. She's a beauty. And a fast beauty at that. What, 18 knots or so, isn't she?
Oh, good heavens, no. 13, perhaps, at a pinch.
Ah.
Well, that's a good deal faster than most. She's diesel, of course.
Come and have a look around.
I do envy you both, Natalie.
You won't have to for long, we hope.
Well, this way, ladies and gents, and mind your heads, please. She steers easily, and she'll turn on her heel if you want her to.
Very tidy job, sir. Very tidy.
Glad you approve, Strip. You and the commander are the experts. Come on, Margaret. I want you to see the saloon.
Natalie, it's lovely. So cozy. Armchairs and everything. I love the duck egg blue. And your chintz is all your own work.
Yes, she spared me nothing but the best.
I say.
Then further aft, owner's cabin and bath.
Very swish. All the comforts of home.
And up far there's the galley.
Oh, and the cooker, too.
That's what sold it to me.
I can't afford to take her out often, of course. But we might once before I sell her. You like to come?
I'll see if I can hold you to that.
Where will we go?
Oh, anywhere you like. There's plenty of fuel. Take you over the other side if the weather holds.
Done.
Look, I've got a few charts here. Perhaps you'd like to take a glance. Well, here you are.
Oh, Admiralty chart, I see.
Yeah. Look, Flamanville to Saint-Marcouf. That shows Barfleur. Cherbourg there in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Anyway, there's Barfleur and Saint-Vaast over on the east of the peninsula. Aumonville here to the west of Cherbourg.
Mm. Yes, I see. Mm. Almost due south of this coast.
Yeah. You know, I always thought Aumonville would be a good place to do a bit of racketeering from if one were interested in defrauding the revenue.
Smuggling?
I thought you yachtsmen fluttered your eyelashes and came all over queer if anyone so much as mentioned such a thing as smuggling.
Oh, good heavens, man, I'm not thinking of trying it. But it's the nearest place from this part of the world. Just where we are now, in fact. As you said, almost due south of the Gulf lies. It's about 60 miles.
Well, I suppose there must have been a lot of smuggling around about in the old days.
Yes, in the old days there must.
Of course, nowadays, with a fast boat, it'd be an easy run in the dark.
Oh, but no one could get away with it nowadays. Except by a colossal fluke.
Yes.
Well, who's for the shore?
Well, the wind's getting up a bit.
Oh, yes, it is getting a bit chilly.
Poor old Pomona. It's a shame to have to keep her here. Well, we'll take her on one last little farewell trip. How about tomorrow?
Sorry, got to go to London.
Hello, Peter. What are you doing in these parts?
Going for a drink at my club. Join me?
Fine. As a matter of fact, you're just the fellow I wanted to see.
Oh? Well, come in, do. Here are a couple of chairs.
Hmm.
Now, what do you have?
Pink gin, please.
Two pink gins.
Sir? You know, I was thinking of ringing you tonight. How about the bread line?
Denuded of crust.
Mm. I was just talking about you.
Oh?
Well, I'll tell you. This chap, Bryce Jones.
Who?
Bryce Jones. I ran across him in Cornwall last summer.
Mm.
Very nicely placed. Large Bentley, expensive-looking wife. I ran into him again today.
Your drink, sir.
Oh, thank you, Collins.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, I told Bryce Jones I was ploughing the field and scattering, and he said, oh, what a pity we hadn't met up again before I got bogged down, so to speak.
Oh, yes.
And it appears he's looking for a really trustworthy type. That's me, Peter. Or you.
Hmm?
Ex-officer type, to help him with his show. Says the possibilities are unlimited for the right chap. Thousands, if you play it right. Expense sheets and all.
Sounds too good to be true, but where do I come in?
Well, I'm to involve myself, as you know. So it occurred to me, what about old Peter, just up his street? So, I mentioned your name, and he's interested.
Oh, just the type, he thinks. Well, I don't know much about his line of business. Would I qualify?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. He just wants a few details of your life and loves to date.
That is, if you like the idea. My dear Larry, I'd take anything on at this moment. Doorman at a nightclub, if necessary. Can I see him today?
No, not today. He's off to Paris this afternoon, but I'll send him your dossier and say Wilson is willing. That'll be it. No worry, it's on.
Your order, sir?
Two double pink pins, please, Collins.
Very good, sir.
More coffee, ma'am?
Oh, yes, please, sir. A letter from Liz, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
She says, Mademoiselle Labouche has grown a beard and will we send two rolling stones? Here, you read it.
Thanks. Dear Liz.
Coffee, sir, and the other post.
Oh, thanks. Put it there, will you?
Now, Peter, this Bryce Jones, he's a bit fishy to me. Bentleys and whatnot, expensive-looking wife... I shouldn't set too much store on it, darling. I'm sure Larry has any number of slick friends.
No, but... Well,
you never know. It's high time your luck turned.
Oh, true.
Just the sort of way things do bob up. Would we have to move, do you think?
No. That's the great beauty of it. I'd be able to do it all from here. Oh, not a car, probably, but that's expenses. That's the way to live nowadays, on an expense sheet. So Larry says.
Couldn't put me on it, I suppose.
Well, of course, darling. From now on, you're an overhead. And a highly presentable one, too. Very overhead.
So long as I'm not an overdraft.
Commander Wilson here. Oh, Mr. Bryce Jones, yes. Oh, would you not like to... Oh, I see. Yeah, of course. Certainly, of course I can. You'll send them before you go to the States. Fine, then I'll work them over. Of course, for Paris and Brussels. Right, I'll work on them. See you when you get back. I'll expect that, then. Yes. Fine. Goodbye.
Oh, Peter. Perhaps this is it at last, do you think?
I think so.
Oh, come in, Peter.
Thank you.
Good to see you again. Larry's up in town on some mysterious business of his. I ought to have told you, but perhaps then you wouldn't have come.
Why not? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, since you're here, what about a drink? You must have something.
You know, I never can resist a drink.
Pig. Here you are.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
As a matter of fact, I did really want to have a word with you on your own, Peter.
Well, that's nice. What word?
I'm serious. To start with, how goes it with Bryce Jones?
Oh, on the whole, fine. He's in the States for a week or so, but I've got stuff to do for him already. No salary yet, but that's due any day now.
Oh, good. Because I just wanted to warn you. Don't go getting mixed up with any of Larry's wildcat schemes, Peter. I mean it.
But he has...
Larry's burnt himself badly once or twice. I should know. Leave us to our gardening and you stick to your advertising. We'll all be happier then.
Has Larry got something brewing then?
I don't know. But then even I never know with him. And I'm too fond of you not to say this just in case. You know I am, don't you, Peter?
It's decent of you, Natalie.
I don't know about that. Does the gypsy's warning rate a reward? Like this?
Natalie.
Larry!
What fun. I suppose I should chuck you out, Peter. But I'm not risking any damage. Just go, will you? And don't bother to come back.
Larry. Natalie.
For God's sake, Larry, take that silly green hat off and explain what you mean by pouncing in like this. You must have seen Peter's car. I don't like being spied on.
You'd better go, Peter. It wouldn't take me half a minute to turn you into a jam omelette. One of these days I will when it suits me. Now go away and keep away.
I'm extremely sorry, Larry. It's inadequate, but that's all I can say. Good night, Natalie. Oh,
don't go. Let's try and be sensible about this. There's no need for all this drama.
No.
Get out!
Goodbye, Natalie. I beg your pardon, Larry. Both of you.
Peter, here you are.
Yo-ho, letters.
Coffee, darling.
Mm-hmm, thank you. Bank.
Perhaps something's been paid in.
No, afraid not. Well, now for Bryce Jones. Good.
Oh, not good?
Not. Bryce Jones, full of apologies, but he's been talking things over with his principals in Paris. And they've decided it's not quite the time for expanding their activities. Will, of course, contact me if things improve.
Oh, Peter.
Well, of course, I was a fool to pin my faith to a man I've never even met. And it seemed so absolutely on. I've banked on it.
I know, darling.
I'm worried about Strip. He won't go. But how can we pay him? Oh, I'll have to get a job on the roads. It pays quite well, they tell me.
With me on the streets, all our problems will be solved.
Larry Kemp?
Hello. Yes, we're just back. Yes, he's here. Peter, it's Larry.
Yes? No. This evening. Oh, Natalie's away. Oh, no. Sorry. Well, yes, if you really mean it. All right, see you then.
Well, what goes?
Larry wants a chat. His buyers finally let him down about Pomona. Natalie's away. I'd better go over, I suppose.
It seems to be the mutual letdown day. Yes, yes, you go along and comfort him, darling. Perhaps he may have a slant on Bryce Jones.
Ah, he might at that. Au revoir, darling.
Look here, Peter. I'm in a hell of a mess.
Oh, who isn't?
Things are coming to the boil, Peter. I shall want some help.
Well, go ahead.
Drink?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. You may have wondered when I rang you this morning, but Pomona's sale falling through. Well, one moment I had 15,000 and the next damn all. And nothing else negotiable at the moment. Now, I've got to have some cash to tide me over, so I'm thinking of using her for a little free trade.
Oh, smuggling, in other words.
Yes.
Cheers. How do you propose to go about it?
Well, I shall run Pomona over to France and back here in the dark. We shan't get nabbed. She'll be back in our moorings before dawn. Now,
before you go on, Larry, I am not playing at smugglers. I'm still supposed to be a naval officer. I've got to go broke like a little gent, hearts of oak and all that sort of thing, you know what I mean.
I'm dead serious about this, Peter. Now, look here. Now, here's Hearst and the dear old shingle bank to Westford.
Yeah?
You know the place. Now, all we have to do is to bring the dinghy in and unload into the car. So someone would just have to be there at the crucial moment, that's all.
And that someone is me.
Oh, no. I'd want you in the Pomona. No, there'll be someone to load us the goods at Ormonville, which is the perfect spot for the job. It's a nice, secluded little cove. Deep water right up to the rocks at high tide.
But what is it you're thinking of bringing over? If it's booze, it's going to be damn bulky and heavy to handle.
You've got booze on the brain. Oh, no. Now, the cargo I'm interested in is nice and handy. What's more, it should bring in a cool 20,000 or so profit.
20,000? What's it all about? Uranium or drugs?
Watches, dear boy. Lovely gold watches. 1,000 in each suitcase. 200 to a tray.
Good Lord. Who's big brother in this? The bird who's going to provide the goods and dispose of them.
Well, let's call him the chief, shall we?
Not in Chicago, Larry, yet.
What name would you prefer?
Oh, I don't give a brass farthing. Call him Snodgrass if he's so coy. I once knew a parson of that name. Very upright character.
Or have you got cold feet? Too cold to think of home comforts?
Oh, of course not. No. I'm on, Larry. I've got to be.
That's what I thought, good man.
But Margaret must not know. She'd have kittens.
Well, you could resurrect Bryce Jones. He telephoned me and you were here.
Could be. Yes, yes.
He wants to see you in Paris for a few days.
Simple. Piece of... As you said, Larry, a piece of cake. Seed cake, as far as I'm concerned.
You haven't been sleeping at all well lately, Peter. You're worried about something, aren't you?
No, not really. That's the delay over Bryce Jones.
But he's come up with some cash, after all. I did think he might be a bit of a phony, but I hope now, for both our sakes, I'm wrong.
Well, it seems like it. He wants me to go over to Paris to meet his principals.
Oh, God, when?
Well, you can let me know. And send the funds for expenses.
Well, I just hope it's soon, so you really know where you are and stop this high tension stuff. Oh, I know. been a ghastly year for you, darling.
Oh, for you too, Margaret. I do realize that, you know.
I know, darling. But I'm okay as long as you are, always.
Hello? Oh, Larry. Yes? Yes, sure. I'll come right away.
Have a drink.
Thank you.
As I said, complications. Snodgrass is out. He's ill. So I'm afraid it'll have to be you to collect in Paris and take the stuff to Cherbourg. You and Strip. The two heavy cases.
What? But good Lord.
It's the only answer you don't.
It will not be us. I can't let Strip in for this lark in case anything went wrong. And anyway, who's going to take my place in Pomona?
That's all lined up.
Oh? Who's the new member of the club?
As a matter of fact, Peter, dear, it's me.
You infernal twister, Larry. You have had me for a mug between you, haven't you? Now, look, about Strip...
Strip will have gone off by the time you get back. Urgent message from Cornwall. A relative seriously ill. I had a quiet word with him yesterday.
Yesterday? Then you knew then?
Well, we thought it better to let Strip in on it, knowing what your views might be. He's delighted. Anything you're concerned in, you know? You see?
Oh, I see. Yes, I see.
And you can't get in touch with him. I've given him some cash. He'll be on your plane.
Oh, blast you, Larry. But, Margaret...
Can't Mrs. Pummel go over and stay with her while Strip's away?
You have got me nicely ditched, haven't you?
And I'm glad you see sense. Now, cash. Snodgrass has sent it. 100 should see you safely through, I think. And, here's your plane reservation. Now, you pick up the bags in Paris. Here's the left luggage ticket. Very valuable document. Gare de Lyon. Might cause a lot of trouble in the wrong hands. Now, you'll have to go tomorrow. Can't let the cases be left in the left luggage a minute longer than necessary. And get to Cherbourg as soon as you can, will you? I've booked a room at the de la Mer Hotel.
Oh, you couple of crooks.
We'll come over the following night. ETA, 11 o'clock.
I'll have to switch Bryce Jones to Cherbourg for Margaret's benefit, damn you. Fortunately, she thinks him a bit funny in his ways already.
Well, that's that. Jolly good luck to us all.
Here's to crime.
Yes. I shall now return and tell me lies to Margaret. And I wish both of you a thoroughly sleepless night. Ah, Gare de Lyon. That was quick. We'll ask the taxi to wait. Come on, Strip. Two cases. Voici les billets.
Si, monsieur. 250 francs.
Oh. Je vois. Voilà. 500 francs.
Merci, monsieur. Mille remerciements. Voilà les deux valises. Oh, le bon Dieu. Sont assez lourdes, vous savez.
Oui. Oh, elles sont. Here, Strip. Merci, mille fois.
De quoi, monsieur?
You take one, I'll take the other.
Yes.
Saint-Lazare, et vite.
Saint-Lazare, et vite. Oui, monsieur.
Oh, large smell of garlic. No gendarme on the scent, I think?
No, sir, not that I can see.
Blue car just behind us. Seems to be tagging on, rather.
No reason he should, really.
No, only... Well, I think we'll make it with a few minutes in hand.
Moi, Sterling Moss. Very quick, him. 15 francs. Merci, monsieur.
Yes, and mercy to you. Come on, Strip. Le 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., Cherbourg.
Voilà, monsieur.
Merci. Strip, was that blue car behind us?
Yes, sir. I think he were.
Come on. That's it. Thanks, Strip. Well, just made it. We'll stick here, Strip, and have our call Sebastian along there.
Yes, sir. Well, here we are. Sherry,
Sandwiches and boiled eggs. Coffee in the thermos. Oh, and a half of rum.
Ah.
Thought that might come in helpful.
Mm-hmm. Good man, Strip. Let's have it. Let's look at the Cliffs of Aumovil. One of these railway photographs is of the Cap de l'Arde.
Oh. Oh, will the weather keep up, sir?
Who's this chap? Looks like James Cagney.
Oh, wandering up. Yeah. Yeah, he has been. I've seen him. Yeah.
I wonder.
This place not taken?
No. No, I don't think so. Let's have another sandwich, Strip.
Yes. Been a bit peckish myself.
If you eat here, I will read my papers to reserve my seat. Yes? While I go to the dining car.
By all means. Strip, he was standing at the reflection of our suitcases. He is following us.
He's a nasty-looking piece of work, I do say.
You know what I think? He's no detective. He's Snodgrass. Come to keep his eye on us. Nasty, pale green eyes, too, like peeled grapes. Of course he wouldn't trust us to play fair. Ill my foot. It's Snodgrass, or one of his minions.
Ah, you've got the right of it, sir. This way he gets his job done for him. No risk to himself, like. But sees to it we're playing the game with him.
Well, exactly. Rather ingenious. I'll give Mr. Kemp a piece of my mind when I see him next. He must have known.
Vous me permettez, monsieur?
Ah, mademoiselle, permettez-moi. Vos bagages.
Merci bien, monsieur. Mm. Merci bien.
Yeah.
Quite a lolly. I prefer to smoke grass.
Shh. She got that.
Si, monsieur. I speak English. Vous êtes anglais, hein?
Yes. Nous allons passer quelques jours à Cherbourg. Nous avons... We're on a business visit, mademoiselle. Madame.
Oh, business, eh? I hope you will be very successful and have good weather.
Yes. merci. Bit cold at present.
You stay in an hotel in Cherbourg, monsieur?
Yes, Hotel de Casino.
Ah, oui, le casino. C'est bon.
Oh, bon.
I hope you will like Cherbourg. Myself, I am from Perpignan. I find the people up here not so sympathetic.
Oh, well, why do you come here, then? Is your husband perhaps in the Navy?
You are very nearly right. Ah. He is a radio operator in the Merchant Marine. His ship has been at Le Havre. So now I pay a visit to my parents at Cherbourg. My father is Capitaine de Douane there, Captain of Customs.
Sorry, sir. Rum went down the wrong way.
Perhaps I alarmed your friend.
Oh, no, Mum, no. Just a rum go, that's all it were.
My papa will not be on duty when he meets the train. He will not search your cases.
Yeah, Sherbert, here we are. Let me help you with your case.
Thank you. Merci mille fois. Oh, ma parapluie. It is caught under your case.
Here you are, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Yours looks heavy to move.
Books, you know. Books.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling in Bibles and religious works. Solid weight.
Ah, yes, bien sûr. Ah, the good books. There is Papa. Papa, par ici. Au revoir, monsieur. Perhaps we can give you a lift to the casino.
No. No. Very kind of you. We have to meet a chap. I mean, he's meeting us. I mean, mustn't keep you. do hope to see you again. Au revoir, madame.
A tout à l'heure, alors.
She would have to be the daughter of the customs man. And as you said, Strip, quite a lolly. But I hope we don't see her again. Oh, no porters. Well, let's hump these.
and find a taxi.
Bagage, monsieur. Ça y est. Vous désirez?
Hôtel de la mer, s'il vous plaît.
Snodgrass, or wherever he is, didn't come back?
No, sir. Well, maybe he isn't Snodgrass. Saw him pass, though. Look this way, then he dodged off the car park after the French lady.
Did he now? Car behind us. That's him, I think. Well, anyway, that should have thrown him. Yes, he's gone past the turning. Thank goodness.
It's a jolly little pub, I must say. Gay as a morgue. Tourism, bar, buffet froid. Oh, it's cold enough without that. Oh, shades of the Hotel de Casino, eh, Strip?
Just so, sir. Shades is right.
Got the fight, monsieur.
Yes, of course. Voilà. Et pour vous.
Bien, monsieur.
Oui, monsieur.
Reservations for Wilson?
Ah, monsieur Wilson. In Gibraltar, les fish. Fill in these cards, please, monsieur, and bring them back to you, please. Merci. Les clés.
Oh, bien,
it monsieur. Is here. It is this door here. Garçon, numéro 28, pour le bagage.
Oui, monsieur.
What a little home from home.
Yes, sir.
Well, here we are, aren't we? You take that bed, Strip. We better get a kip. We must be up early.
What did you say, sir?
I said we must make an early start. Lock the cases in the wardrobe and give me the key.
Yes, sir.
I'll set the alarm for 6:30. If we shall ever hear it above this din. Oh, well, Dante's Inferno, oh, Lord. Strip, show a leg.
Huh?
Well, we've got to get to Aumonville and get the lay of the land. Tonight's the night. Or tomorrow, or should be.
Oh, weather's not too bad.
Suitcase is all right. The ones, I mean.
Oh, all safely stowed, sir. In the wardrobe. And locked.
Right, I'll take the key. Now get the fodder. We may need some time to recce at Aumonville.
Yes, sir.
Strip, there's a gendarme. KP, blue overcoat, pistol and all. Wait.
Ah, bonjour, Monsieur Wilson.
Nothing for it. Come on.
The copper's going.
J'espère. I hope you have slept well, you and your friend.
Oh, comme si, comme ça, as you say. Have you some trouble? Oh. The gendarme.
He collects these, les fiches.
Ah.
Registration form. Mm-hmm. They have nothing else to do at the sous-préfecture. It is out of season, you see.
Yes, I see. Yeah, come on, Strip. Pretty nippy.
Bit of a nor'easter, sir. Still, it is a clear sky.
Yes, well, we'll make for the inner harbor. There's a bridge there, and we should find a bus for Aumonville. Police station and the customs offices. We'll pass by on the other side, I think.
Do look healthier on t'other bank and no mistake, sir.
Ah, here's the weather forecast on this board. Huh? Temps clair. Sea beautiful but unagitated. Wind 15 knots. Yes, but weather slowly worsening.
Oh, that ain't so good.
High tide 13:55 hours. Must try to get Larry, Mr. Kemp, over tonight.
Oh, ain't that the bus stop, sir? Oh, but no buses.
Well, there's a taxi on the bank. We'll ask him.
Excusez moi. À quelle heure vont les autobus vers Aumonville? Aumonville.
Vous êtes anglais, non?
Ah oui.
There are only two a day, monsieur.
Thank you very much.
Into Sherbrooke in the morning, one back to Aumonville in the evening. The summer it is different, but now monsieur will have to take a taxi.
Yes. Combien alors?
24, monsieur. And for waiting 5 francs the hour.
Right, must do.
Expensive, but it can't be helped. Time is of the essence.
What's he charging, sir?
About £2 to £3. Double that if we have to do it twice.
But look, Mr. Kemp, give me a tenner, and there's that to fall back on, sir.
Strip, your order.
Oh.
This chap's another sterling mass.
Le Pont Tournant was blown up by the Allemands. They have destroyed everything not already bombed.
Yeah, you must have had a terrible time here in Cherbourg.
But yes, it was terrible. Boom, boom. Oh, my wife, she could not stand it. All the time, boom, boom. At what, monsieur? L'Arsenal de Cherbourg.
L'Arsenal de Cherbourg. Ah, the dockyard. Yes, I see. Je vois. The sea looks calm.
Today, yes. Not always. And the current's very strong. You walk along the path further along, you will see for yourself. When you dismount, it is the Sentier des Douaniers.
The customs officer's path.
There used to be contrebandier. I just say smuggling. Not now, of course. One has other things to do.
Oh, of course. Strip, I think we'll get off now and sniff out any customs lookouts.
Good thing to take a demo.
We will stop, please.
Yes, monsieur. This is Graville.
Here, mon brave. Take this for now. Fine day, we'll hike. And have another trip with you tomorrow, maybe?
Merci bien, monsieur, merci bien. Follow that lane down there. Adam!
Well, now for the customs farm. And Aumonville at last.
Seems pretty quiet, like. It's gone like a dove in some parts.
I hope that dog sleeps well at night. Rather an abusive type.
Well, maybe there's another way up out of Aumonville, sir.
I should think. We must try and find one. Maybe back of the farm we'd hit the Beaumont Road. Écoulerville. Nice little village.
Signpost there says La Plage. That do mean the beach, don't it?
Yes. To the right. Come on. Seems to be more dogs than inhabitants. Mind. Here's an electrified fence to keep the cattle in.
Oh, I haven't been to run into it now. Good thing you spotted it, sir.
Down this goat track. Ah. Here's Mr. Kemp's cove. But it looks ideal.
Aye. Deep water right in the way it looks.
Natural breakwater, those rocks. Pomona will be able to nose right in.
Barbed wire. And there'll be a pillbox there, too.
Old defense stuff. I hope the beach hasn't any unexploded mines.
Look, we could get the cases to that there ledge of rocks, sir, not touching the beach. Further to seaward.
Good, Strip. Yes, and no need to use the dinghy. And look, that concrete bunker there. Nearly covered with brambles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, let's have a look. Below ground level. Good. Pretty dark. Nothing but dry bracken in it.
Go cover for the cases, sir, maybe.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Pretty strong flood tide. Those boats are having quite a fight of it.
Mr. Kemp will have to be bang on time.
Yes. Now, if there's a coast guard up at Aumonville Fort, he's got a pretty good view of this cove. Have to be very careful with the torch.
Those rocks there be fair cover on the breakwater.
Let's hope. Where's the bus Boyfort? I can't see it,
sir.
The Boyfort boy.
Oh.
Mr. Kemp's got to get a good range on it if he's not going to pile up on the reefs coming in. Ah, there it is. Now, thank heaven for that.
The fort, sir, would it be manned? Radar, so on?
I don't know, in peacetime. But certainly rather it wasn't precisely there. Look, there's a cafe open on the front. We'll have a drink, and I'll put a call through to Mr. Kemp, if they have a phone here.
Deux calvados, s'il vous plaît, madame.
Bien sûr, monsieur.
Je puis téléphone?
Mais certainement, monsieur, si vous voulez.
Merci bien. Hello, hello. This is Aumonville 035. I want to make a phone call to England. Yes. Pill. P-I-L-L. It's near Southampton. Yes, number 118.
Larry, Peter.
What's up, Peter? You're early on it.
Look, can't you make it any sooner? Tonight, lovely this end.
What's the panic?
There are other reasons.
Well, can't we stick to the original arrangement? Forecast good enough.
Not this end. You'd be a damn fool, I mean it.
Right, if you insist. I have to get cracking. That all?
No change. Not to bother with the pram, though. We can handle the baby without it. Get me? Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
Sir, Think we ought to be getting back.
What? Oh, yes, I see. Well, I must pay for our drinks.
Monsieur, but of course.
We have met somewhere on the train, was it? Not from Paris. This is my friend Marcel.
Oh, enchanté, monsieur.
Oh, delighted. Yes, I remember. But didn't you get out on the way?
Just to take a little walk. That was all.
Oh, I see.
Here in the summer, you know, there are many English yachts, but in winter, no one comes.
Perhaps monsieur is on holiday. Perhaps here is a warmer climate than England.
My friend and I have some business in Cherbourg, but not until tomorrow, I think. So we are taking a little look at the country. The weather is so good, Marcel.
It seems to have improved.
Ça fait 5 francs, monsieur. Avec le Calvados. 8 francs, 20 centimes, monsieur.
Voilà, 100 cents. I've just been telephoning my wife. She's, ill.
Oh, too bad. But she will be coming over here, I think I heard you say on the phone.
Oh, yes, I hope so. To Paris, if the weather keeps fine. The baby is not a good sailor.
Ah, oh, for a baby.
Yes, well, we must be off, Strip.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye. They are on our track, dammit.
Looks flipping like it, sir. See, there's the same blue car.
They've been on to us from the moment we left the Gare de Lyon. James Cagney kept the eye on us while Marcel drove to Cherbourg.
Cripes, they've stalled their car right alongside the door.
Yes, but they certainly don't seem like customs men. We've got to dodge them anyway. No panic, but PDQ. Thank heaven, here's a lorry. They can't see us from the cafe. Monsieur.
Hein?
Vous allez à Cherbourg?
Oui, monsieur.
Pouvez-vous nous prendre dans votre voiture?
Voilà, volontiers. Pas d'autre place.
Ça ne fait rien. Nous sommes pressés.
Entrez, si vous aimez tant des poissons.
If we like fish. Poo-hoo, what a stink. Mind, you're sitting on some conger eels or something.
Oh, so happy. Hey, you not come out of the cafe, sir? That's funny.
No. Of course. They're checking up on my phone call. Ye gods, what an ass I am. Now, they've got Larry's address in England. They'll have got mine from the police, our registration cards from the hotel.
I'm afraid it looks like it, sir.
They must be customs men. Now what are we going to do?
Oh, maybe they're banned, sir. Look more like spivs to me. That way they mayn't have tracked us to the hotel yet.
Maybe not. I must phone Mr. Kemp again the minute we arrive and put him wise. We may have to chuck the whole thing.
Oh, it do seem a pity, sir. Haven't got this far.
Just if they are customs, Pomona mustn't be within 5 miles of the French coast, or the Kemps will be for it and we'll all be in the soup. I must reach him before he leaves Bill.
I'll be almost any minute now, sir. Just past 2 o'clock.
Blast it. Voilà, pour vous.
Ah, ça n'a pas exemple de plaisir.
Kindly so. Now.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Monsieur et dame.
I hope you have recovered from the train journey. Papa, These are the English gentlemen who traveled with me, that I have told you about.
Monsieur. Fancy meeting you here.
Yes. I hardly expected to see you emerge from such a conveyance. What a fishy smell.
I hope you are being successful with your business here in Cherbourg.
We do not have many English visitors in the winter. Are you concerned with fish, monsieur?
No, we found we can't, after all, do our business till tomorrow. So we took a walk along the coast, as it was so fine, and went rather too far, didn't we, Strip?
Ah, great deal too far.
And there were no cars, so we returned with the fish, and quite near our hotel.
We are just waiting for the bridge. They are doing the Toué, that ship over there.
Ah, I see. Warping her out of the Bassin de Commerce, of course.
I am on my way back to my office, the douane.
Oh, yes. Interesting work, yours.
Look, we can cross now. The bridge is down.
Yes, come on, Strip.
I hope you found your hotel comfortable. A bit empty, I expect, at this time of the year. But it is good, le casino.
But the casino is this side, monsieur. You do not need to follow.
Ah, we went, after all, to the Hotel de la Mer. It was less expensive.
Oh, I see. Not so convenient, though, for men of business. Unless it is fish.
No, just for a night or so, not too bad. Mm-hmm. Well, we go this way. I hope we shall meet again.
We shall look out for you, monsieur. We shall look out for you with the fish, n'est-ce pas?
Yes. Au revoir, madame.
I shall send you a large bottle of eau de cologne to the Hôtel de la Mer. Au revoir, monsieur.
Oh, I hope not. Though she is a lolly.
Maybe it is a good thing she is a customs officer's daughter.
Aha, you may have something there, my dear Strip.
Monsieur, there were two gentlemen here this morning after Monsieur left.
Oh? Did they want me?
They told me some friends of theirs, Englishmen, had arrived in Cherbourg last night, but they did not know at which hotel they were staying. They thought it might be here. They asked to see the register.
Oh, yes?
I did not like their manner, so I did not show it to them. I asked them the name of their friends.
That did they tell you?
No, monsieur, they did not. They became angry. And I was forced to ask them to leave and to go to the police if they wanted information. And I thought it best to tell you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, they're very strange. I can't think who they can have been. Perhaps if they call again, you will be equally discreet.
They will not call again, monsieur. You may depend on that.
Ah, you are evidently most efficient.
Monsieur.
I find we shall have to leave this evening. May I have the bill?
Do you wish to catch the train for Paris? It goes about 5.
No. We shall not be leaving till later. Would you be good enough to send up some cold food for us and some beer while we pack? We have a business call to make en route.
But certainly, monsieur. Voilà your bill to include this buffet foie.
Ah, merci. Voilà. And this for yourself. This for yourself.
Merci infiniment, monsieur.
We've got to get a smart move on. I've paid the bill. Food coming up. Suitcases intact.
Oh, yes, sir. I think so. You've the key.
Yes. All correct. Plus smell of mothballs.
What may be your plan, sir?
No answer from Pill. They've started. So?
We go full steam ahead.
Well, must, I think. So we're moving to the Hotel Casino. Cagney and Marcel have been inquiring here. The clerk turfed them out.
Oh, nosy frogs.
Yeah. Somehow they know quite a lot. They want those cases.
Well, murder has been done for less. £30,000, Bennett?
Possibly more. No, they don't love the customs either. They've got on to Operation Snodgrass somehow.
Maybe. That's why he's ill, sir.
Good heavens, Strip, you may be right. Although, no. Then Snodgrass would have signaled Mr. Kemp to that effect when they made the change of plan. Good Lord, I wonder.
Getting dark, sir. Pomona will be setting out.
Pretty near. Though there's an hour's difference in time, of course. As soon as it is dark, we'll get a cab, dump our own stuff at the Casino Hotel, and take the cases on down to Aumonville. Entrez.
Your tray, sir. I bring it myself.
Merci.
I wish to tell you, I observe one of those not-so-nice gentlemen outside in the street just now. I hope there will be no trouble.
If there is, I shall certainly call the police.
This I have already done, monsieur. That is to say, I have informed them of the existence of these types. The hotel does not wish any trouble, you understand?
Ah, yes, that was very wise. Now, will you please order a taxi? We shall be right down.
Bien, monsieur, in a few minutes. Merci, monsieur.
Oh, blast. Cagney's outside. We've got to make it. They've got the car, I expect. Turn off the light strip and have a look.
There's a car parked just down the street, sir. About 50 yards. Looks like it. Yes, it be, sure enough.
Here, unpack my razor blades. And, here's a nice thick tumbler. That'll do. Sorry, Hotel de la Mer, but it's a nice slicing weapon, and more than paid for. Now, wrap the food in this paper. We'll take it with us.
They're tires, sir. You're going to...
Get in the taxi with our cases. I'll try and dodge past their car, do the back tires, and then join you. Then, Hotel Casino.
Right, sir. Okay, sir.
Got both his back tires through to the bone, I think.
But no, sir. He's following us.
Oh, damn. Plus vite, je suis en retard. Get down and shoot him.
No, sir. No, his tire's gone. Devil of a bang. Oh, that's done him. He swung right over and stopped.
Oh, thank goodness. It'll take him at least 10 minutes to change his tires. Gives us a breather at any rate. I feel almost sorry for the blighter. It was Marcel alone, no sign of Cagney. No one tailing us now, unless they're disguised as two nuns in a minicar.
Oh, we passed the Duarn. Oh, Lolly's pa wouldn't think it's fishy now. He knew what we got in them bags.
Not half, he wouldn't. Attendez quelques minutes, puis nous allons vers Aumonville. Have you a room with two beds just for one night, medium price?
Yes, monsieur, we have rooms.
Ah, bon.
If you will please to sign the registration.
I've got a taxi. Well, all right.
Your passport. Please.
I haven't time now. It's in my bag here. I'll give it to you later when I get back.
Bien, monsieur. Voilà your key.
Merci.
Numero 58 on the third floor. I will send your bag up.
Thank you. A bientôt. Keep still a minute. Can't see a thing. Drizzling, too. Oh, charming. Can't use the torch. Visibility nil. Listen. No. Nothing but the wind.
What's that, sir?
Lord, it's the control of the electric fence. They've forgotten to turn it off. No sign of life. Come on. 10:20 by my watch. Mr. Kemple's still be about 15 miles out. Oh, this darn case weighs a ton. How about yours?
The same, sir. Crikey, what's that, sir?
Ha! Put up a couple of goats.
Oh.
Never thought it'd take a goat to make my heart beat like a tom-tom.
Here's the air at shelter, sir.
Yes. Come on, let's get the cases in. Oh, gosh, I'm soaked, aren't you? Pull this bracken away. We'll stow them under here. Now, shove the bracken back. That's it. Now, oh, blast, that bracken's sharp. I've cut my finger. Now, left a bit, down the track to the rocks.
We're in an angle here. Aumonville Fort won't see a signal.
No, and Larry will. Clear north and east. Well, anyway, whoever's onto us, we're free of the cases. We're just a couple of insane bird watchers, if we're asked.
Nearly at 11 o'clock, sir.
Well, I'll start signaling now.
Tide's getting high, sir. Just about full high tide.
What was that?
Oh, nothing, sir. I don't think... Oh, sea's getting up.
What the hell can have happened? I've been signaling for an age.
Maybe Mr. Kent can't see, sir, through this ray.
Oh, the battery's failing. Oh, damn. He'll have missed the tide for tonight. Now what?
can't lug these things back to Cherbourg. It'd look too odd.
Oh, leave the cases, sir. They're hidden safe enough and all this bracken. Sir Kemp kind of managed the trip tonight, as you say, sir.
Thank you very much. Yes, Strip, it's the only thing to do. Try again tomorrow night. I'll phone from the casino to Pill. But I'll be obliged if you'll tell me how we get back to Cherbourg now. Four flat feet, I suppose. Oh, dear, Mr. Kemp. Oh, come on. Faut souffrir pour être belle.
Sir?
Oh, I said we're a couple of fools.
Oh, yes, sir.
Stop. Freeze. Do you see that?
There's a footstep. Another goat.
Goats don't smoke. Footsteps been smoking a French cigarette. Now, quiet. Quick, away from our hideout. Up to the electric fence. Put on your gloves. Ah. He's right into the electric fence. Quick, it's Marcel, all right. Thank heaven, there's his car in the lane. Let's hope he's left the ignition key. He has, begod. Silly little spin. Wanted a quick getaway, but we've got it thanks to him. Oh, poop, what may be. Oui?
Hello?
Hello, hello?
Hello!
Oh, hello, Natalie. Where were you?
Thank heavens. We couldn't think how on earth to get hold of you.
What the hell went wrong?
Look, darling, go easy. We couldn't make it. Trouble was Pomona's heart. It'll be all right now. What about you?
On the rocks, literally. Think that out. You've got to come. I can't wait another night.
Really, Peter? Someone might be listening.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. Can you or can't you? Now, my number's Cherbourg 093. We got that. Hotel de Casino 093.
Ring you if we can't. Otherwise, yes.
Now, you look for a change, Natalie. Someone's wise this end. You'll have to be damn quick. Tonight. Definitely. Or else. Did you understand about the pram?
Yes, darling. Brilliant.
Yeah, deep water we're in, aren't we? Tell Larry I'm not staying if you don't come, and that's that.
Clothes dry, sir. Could do with a press. Was that the Pill on the phone?
It was. Yes, they do look a bit corrugated, don't they? However, yes, tonight it is, unless they ring. Oh, confound it, I hope we weren't bugged. Mrs. Kemp says they had engine trouble and couldn't let us know. Okay. Tonight, I wonder. Entrez.
May I come in?
Madame, yes, do, of course, come in.
Monsieur, I have something to tell you. You will be in trouble if you stay here in Cherbourg.
I don't understand. What sort of trouble?
I shouldn't be here. I should not tell you, but you and your friend were nice to me and well.
Oh, we did nothing for you. But do sit down, won't you?
No. Thank you. I must not stay. But it is Papa. He is very angry, furious. He say if he could lay hands on a man who did it.
I don't understand.
No. He said that someone, he think it was you, stole his car last night.
What?
You know, out at Écureville.
What sort of a car? I'm sorry, I'm not a thief. Why me?
Because, monsieur, when he found his car this morning by the avant-port, there was in it an English glove with a blood stain on it. Your finger is wounded, I see.
I did not steal a car, and I have not lost a glove. So you see, it must have been somebody else.
Please forgive me, monsieur. You must not tell anyone I've spoken to you, please. Papa is already very angry about the stoppage.
Stoppage? Stoppage? What of?
The douaniers, monsieur. They refuse to work. They hit.
Ah, strike. Yes, the customs men. Do they, by Jove?
That is why he's out there himself last night. Then someone take his car. He is...
Very, very angry. Well, I don't blame him. The strike must be very difficult for him, too.
Yes, monsieur. That is why... I warned you.
Well, I'm very grateful to you. Now, I wish I knew why your father thought it was me, though. Does he know my name?
No, monsieur.
Yeah.
But I do.
No?
I asked him downstairs. Yeah. Now must go. I've been too long already.
And what's your name?
It is Jacqueline, monsieur.
Uh-huh.
Why do you ask?
Well, because...
Since I saw you in the train, since I didn't know your name, I've called you, Lolly.
I heard you say this. I thought it means, sweetie.
Oh, it does, of course, but... no, it's short for Lollobrigida, the Italian actress. You look like her. She is very beautiful.
Oh, and do you often call people by the names of film stars, then?
Oh, only very special people. Anything the matter, Strip?
No, sir. Not at all. A bit of a cold.
What is your first name, monsieur?
Peter. Pierre.
Goodbye, then, Pierre. And, bonne chance.
Au revoir et merci, Jacqueline. And what do you mean by making a noise like a maladjusted siphon, Strip?
Begging your pardon, sir. We're that Lollobrigida line and James Cagney. Special people.
Yes, I know, but Lolly is a little brick. A briquette. All the same, I pleased her.
Ah, you did. Pleased her no end.
You see what must have happened? That little brute Marcel pinched Papa's car when we made off in his. I dropped my bloodstained glove accidentally in that car. Dear Marcel finds it and plants it back in Papa's car. Oh, dear, clever Marcel.
Wanted to get a bit of his own back, seemingly.
And certainly has. Now, we may run into quite a reception committee at Aumonville if Cagney and Marcel are still on our trail.
Seems to me they got their noses close to the ground, them two. Still, all they do know is how the customs officer were down there last night. Marcel taking his car and leaving it where he did. Oh, it may frighten them off. Leastways, it's still too late, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, Papa will be on his own. No minions to spread a net. That's one ray of light. Talking of which, we must shade the signal torch better. Don't risk anyone spotting it except from Seawood. Now then, yes. Give me my hat and nail scissors.
What? Oh, sir. Mrs. Wilson give you that for your birthday special.
I know, Strip. There. Cut in the center of the crown. Torch. See? Yeah. Now, pull the base through from the inside. You see? Splendid screen. Plus the sweatband, too.
Oh, Mrs. Wilson, if ever you do tell her, she'll say that all that died in a good cause.
Now, we'll get hold of old Boom Boom. He seems to be pretty well the only taxi on tap, and we can trust him.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Alors, voilà, 30 francs. Wait, please. We may be some time. We shall return by midnight, I hope.
Merci bien, monsieur. I will wait.
No one. Yet. Give me the torch. Yeah. Case is here, thank God. Blasted Alsatian.
It's just about 11, sir, by my watch. Mona should be sighting in.
Yeah, should be. Here, take this case. Shh. What's that?
Another late goat, sir, most like.
Mm-hmm. Well, quiet as we can, down to the rocks. Give me the torch. Now my hat. Now, pray Pomona's there, and Mr. Kemp's got his eyes skinned.
Well, that's fine, sir. No light showing through your hat this side at all.
Oh, come on, Pomona.
Come on, Pomona. My gosh, she's here, I do believe.
Can just see her. Thank the Lord Almighty, I'll wave her in.
Careful, sir. I've got her in the beam.
Ahoy there, Peter.
Put that damn boat hook away and chuck me a line.
Here, catch this.
Right, now mind Pomona doesn't bump a hole in herself.
Light showing, sir. Coming down this way.
Blast. Here, take the damn cases. Get them on board. We've been spotted. Get going, for God's sake.
You too, Peter. Things are going on up there. Jump. Quick, you ass. You too, Strip. Jump.
All that's damnable. You'll have to put us back. Well, me, anyway.
You crazy? Not with all your social contacts barking on the shore.
But, Larry, don't you see? Our passports and return tickets are in the hotel. Oh, all sorts of things. They'll go to the police if I don't turn up. They've got our address, registration slips, and Papa has my odd glove. Bloodstained.
Look, I don't know a thing about Papa or your bloodstained glove. Hope your tiny hand ain't frozen.
Oh, very funny. But we must sort this out in slow time.
You were rather mugs to leave your passports and so on.
We were expecting to go back, remember?
Yes, Peter, dear. Well, that's the least of our worries at the moment.
Well, you'll have to ring them up and explain as soon as possible, of course. But we can't run you in there again, or anywhere else on this coast. Make up your mind about that. We may be kind of not popular just now.
Yes, make up your mind to that. Strip, be a lamb and go and make some tea and have some yourself.
Oh, yes, ma'am, right away.
Peter, take over for a bit. I've got to get these two cases stowed right now. Steer north 14 east.
North 14 east.
Yeah, and watch out for any trouble.
Yeah. Your husband is a crafty old fox.
Yes, darling. And I am a crafty vixen.
Too true. And you both know I can't damn well turn round and go back.
None of us can now.
Way for Boy and La Platte. They're about 3 miles offshore now.
No signs of pursuit yet.
Sea's getting up a bit. Oh, dear, I so love it when it's calm.
Well, cargo's stowed, and I defy anyone to find it. Oh, there she goes. You see anything, Sister Anne?
Not so far. Nothing but the La Platte lights.
Yeah, it's pretty murky. How about getting a fix before we lose the lights?
Oh, you and your fixes. We'll be picking up St. Catherine's in a couple of hours.
Now, what we want from you is an account of your stewardship. What was all that commotion on the beach, for heaven's sake? What's been eating your hat, mice?
Tray swing.
Oh, damn funny. While you two have been sitting around at home, Strip and I have been doing your dirty work. You and your blasted Snodgrass. Pretty little fairy tale. He wasn't going to risk his skin, oh no, nor either of you. We've had one hell of a time.
Come below and have a nice hot tea and rum and tell us all your troubles. Strip can keep lookout. He'll have had some tea. Come on, Peter and Larry.
Strip, go up and keep a lookout. There's a good chap. Here are my glasses.
Yes, sir.
Here, Peter, drink up.
Well, Peter? Well, Kemp's. Listen. Somebody followed us right from Paris to Cherbourg.
I think your pickup lolly should be the custom man's child, poor Peter. She was just the douanier's daughter, but her love was duty-free. Better not tell Margaret.
There are quite a number of things I shan't be telling Margaret, thanks very much. But what she's thinking now, God knows.
You seem to have stirred up quite a beehive. I wonder who the hell those two spibs really were.
Well, they may have been Snodgrass's stooges, making sure the stuff got away and on the right boat.
You know damn well they weren't. And I may as well tell you now, Snodgrass is out of it. No longer concerned, poor chap.
What the blip? Was he backed right out, do you mean, or what?
Or what is right, Peter? He's dead.
How do you know?
I saw it in the paper, Tuesday. Gave me quite a turn.
Oh, why the hell didn't you tell me on the phone?
My dear chap, what difference would it have made? Only rattled you? And we couldn't leave you stranded with the loot and no means of getting it away.
My God. Then he was dead before Cagney and Marcel got to Cherbourg. Well, how would... Who are they?
Oh, wrong guys who somehow got wind of the operation. Swiss, most likely. I'm pretty sure Bryce Jones never employed anyone like them in this sort of racket.
Bryce Jones? He was Snodgrass. What a dolt. I might have guessed all along. You damn twister, Larry.
You have spilled the beans, my precious.
Oh, well, what's the odds now? Bryce Jones, Snodgrass, under either name, he's just as dead.
Well, where do we go from here? You're mad not to ditch the stuff. I need the cash as much as you do, but you can't possibly dispose of it without him.
I'll do nothing of the sort. There's a fortune there. I can make my contacts slowly. My dear chap, instead of a couple of thousand, we've got 30. Probably much more. Think of it. It's
a piece of cake, of course. Don't say it. I think you are a fool, Larry. The scheme might have worked with Snodgrass dealing with a side of life he knew. But now... Besides, I think they've bumped him off. Cagney and Co. I think they were in his racket, but they wanted the lot for themselves. Now they'll come and get it. They know where we live. Your troubles are just starting.
Summed up like a judge, but a bad one.
No, you know, Larry, I do think Peter's got something there.
Fiddlesticks. They'd never risk it.
Oh, do stop whinnying, darling. Obviously, several people were on Peter's tail. Short of advertising, he couldn't have got himself better publicity. And to crown it all, he goes and leaves the cases down in the shelter for 24 hours. Don't tell me they couldn't have made off with them if they'd wanted to.
If you'd clocked in on time instead of a day late, we should have been in the clear and no one any the wiser. Now look at us. No passports, they're locked in our bag with our clothes, and I bet every revenue cutter in the Channel's out.
There is only one, and I happen to know she's laid up in Southampton.
Sir.
Oh, yes, Drew?
Sir, it's a small craft out there to starboard. Light's bearing down, and it's pretty fast. Don't like the look of her.
I'll be on deck in a jiffy. Take her, will you, Nat?
Okay.
Give me the glasses, Strip.
Over to starboard, sir.
See? Yeah. Might be a launch or an MTB. We better get under a stern.
Come round to starboard, Nat. All right, round. And ease her down a bit.
Lights perhaps 2 or 3 miles on our port quarter.
Mm, that'll do for a bit. Let's have another look at her.
Glasses?
Oh, thank you.
I don't feel as calm as you are. Probably by now we're not only suspected of smuggling, but murder as well. B.J. dead in a French hotel. Oh, come on, Larry. Ditching stations. It isn't worth the risk, damn it. If this chap's got radar, we've had it.
Here, Peter. Take this knife, go aft, and get off that strip of canvas over Pomona's name. Cut it adrift. It's lashed to a pair of staples each side of the counter. Now, hurry.
She'll be getting closer, sir. Only about a mile off now.
He's still showing her port light. I can't be too sure. She's a motorboat. She might be.
Look, Strip. There are 2 oil lamps in the wheelhouse. Light them and have them ready. If this chap comes much closer, I'll show them.
We'll pretend the other lights are fused. We'll say we're on passage.
Canvas off.
Good. And tell Nat to get some speed on.
Right.
What the blazes are you playing at, Natalie?
Complete cutout, that's what.
Here, let me look. Oh, blast. Of all the cockeyed things to happen now, fuel.
I thought you said we'd plenty.
Well, so we have. One service tank's out of commission and the other must be dry. I'll have to pump her up from the reserve.
I'll go back on deck.
Yes, do. And if he hails us, say we're going up channel to Shoreham or somewhere. But our engine's died. And we do not, repeat not, require help. Got those lamps fixed, Strip?
Yes, sir.
Good. Have them at the ready. Not to show unless he hails.
Come up on deck, Strip.
Oh, got a rare bit of roll on.
God send, he gets the damned engines going. The chap's not crossed our stern. About 20 degrees on our port quarter. Can see his wheelhouse now. Heading towards us, almost in line with the needles. He must have radar. Strip.
Yes, sir.
Go and tell Mr. Kemp he's coming our way. Tell him to forget about the engines and drop the stuff over the side.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank God.
Well done, Larry. Jolly good.
What's he doing, Peter? How far away?
He's sheared off, thank goodness.
Oh, that's a lucky break.
Wonder who the devil he was. Now we must really step on it.
Panic over. Full speed ahead. Past the elbow, boy. No sign of the pilot vessel that I can see. All quiet so far. No boats at all.
Fine. Still got an hour or so of darkness.
We've done it.
Don't gloat too soon.
Now, as soon as we're in, Peter, you'll have to get ashore and get through that hotel of yours before they start any nonsense.
You're dead right. But I can't go back to my house not looking like this and at this hour. Think of my explanations to Margaret. But I must phone that hotel.
No, no, no. You'd better do it at my place.
Right.
Really, not a night for boating of any kind.
Here, Natalie. Catch my hand and jump.
Thanks, Peter. Land at last. Marvelous.
Here are the cases. Nat will show you where to stir them at pill. She'll fetch me and Strip later on.
Right. Up this bank, Natalie. That's it.
Really home. I'll lock the front door.
The cases are covered with oil and smell like it.
Wouldn't need a Holmes, would it? Oh, look. Here's our glory hole. We'll shove the cases out of sight.
In you go, my oily dears. Just where were they in Pomona? In the bilges?
Oh, for God's sake, give me a cigarette. French one. Oh, well. As a matter of fact, he hid them in one of the gravity tanks. That's why the poor dolt ran out of fuel. One tank had a full side. Quite cunning, really.
Oh, very.
But of course, now the cases smell.
Oh, they certainly do.
Oh, Lord, I'm tired. Nothing else to be done now. I'm going up to get a bit of sleep. You make yourself at home in the drawing room. In other circumstances, I'd ask you to tuck me up, darling, but, well, we're neither of us at our best, are we?
I do so agree.
Thank you, darling. When I go and collect Larry and Strip, I'll drop you off near home. Strip arriving later at your place separately will be best.
Yes, Margaret might think it a strange coincidence if Strip and I arrive on the doorstep together, me from Paris and he from Heartland Point.
Exactly. Oh, dear, isn't life difficult?
Can be. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Good morning, darling.
Good morning, Natalie. Oh, what the... Heavens, it's 8 a.m. Oh, must be Larry. Hello, Larry, is that you?
Peter!
Margaret!
What on earth are you doing there? I've been so worried. I thought I'd ring Natalie in case Larry knew what...
Oh, my God, that would happen. Now what? Oh, I'm a coward, that's what. Go and brew some coffee, that's what.
Peter, what is all this, darling? I've been worried to death. You look ghastly. Is anything wrong?
Oh, no. No, nothing at all. I'm always spending the night on other people's sofas. Sleep better that way.
Where are the others? Where's Natalie?
Asleep, upstairs, I imagine. I haven't been sleeping with her, if that's what you mean.
Give me a cigarette, will you, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I don't think I know what I'm saying. Things have been piling up on me, rather. Look, you'd better hear the whole story.
Please. Very French cigarette?
Yes, very French. Well, it's not an easy story to tell.
For all of you crazy, you must promise me, darling, you'll have nothing more to do with it. Tell them you don't want the money. Tell them now and come along home, darling, straight away.
Well, so now you know, Margaret. It's cold in here. I'll see if I can do something about the fire.
Now, don't worry on our account, Natalie. We can't stop now. Peter's out of this racket from now on.
So I gathered. Your precious Peter's contaminated. But now I'm afraid he'll have to go on playing till everything's sorted out. Larry and he will just have to get the stuff away from here, and the sooner the better.
What can you do with it? You should have thrown them all in the sea.
Peter did think of it, but... Hello? Oh, Larry. Oh, right, I'll try, but... Okay. Yes, I'll come right away. Yes. Oh, what a man. He wants us to come and help him clean up, will you, Peter?
No, he will not. Come along, darling.
Well, surely he's had time to do all that, with Strip helping him.
Oh, he's found a nasty great scrape along the bow, from the rocks, I suppose.
Well, he can manage without Peter. No, I mean it. You must do your own camouflage. And by the way, please... drop Strip off at Marpleton before you do anything else. I need him.
Off you go, then, Peter. Run along home with Mother.
I'll give him a hand. I must, Margaret.
Oh, no, we won't need you. Run along now. I'll drop your Strip. This way out, dear friends.
Ah. Ah, that's you, Margaret?
No, sir, it's me. Mrs. Kemp just dropped me off at the crossroads. She's gone back for Mr. Kemp.
Oh, Lord, I've been asleep for over an hour. Where on earth has Mrs. Wilson got to? She went to the shops. Shouldn't take her all this time.
Or probably got noveled by one of the old gossips at the post office, shouldn't wonder.
Oh. I'm sorry I didn't get back to Pomona. Mrs. Wilson wouldn't have it. She knows the lot, Strip, and she does not approve, I may tell you. We are somewhat in the doghouse. Me more than you, of course. Yeah, I shouldn't have let you in for it.
Well, couldn't have stopped me, sir, not if you was in it. Mrs. Wilson know that.
Well, go and get yourself some grub, Strip, and then have a kip.
Thank you, sir, I will. Get the paint off me hands first. A quick paint job over Pomona's bomb. Nasty scrape she had.
Aye, so Mrs. Kemp told me.
Mr. Kemp, you didn't want to risk no questions asked along with that.
No. Margaret, I wondered where you'd got to.
Oh, sorry, darling. You know how it is. I met Mrs. Plum, and then old Colonel Winthrop. And, oh, Strip, welcome back. I gather you had rather more excitement at your aunt's funeral than you expected.
Yes. Yeah, I did
yes,
that.
Yes, well, I must ask you about it sometime.
Yes, and well,
you'll get us some coffee, Strip. You must be worn out with all that grief.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Peter?
No, Larry, yes?
Guess who's here? Your friend Cagney.
Cagney? Good Lord, is he being tough?
Just now, yes. Listen, where are those confounded cases?
Well, Natalie knows.
Well, this chap was here when I got back. Wanted to come to an agreement. Knew we couldn't handle the stuff. How about 50-50? I told him to go to hell.
Tactful.
Then he produced a gun. There was nothing for it but to show him around. But they're not there. Someone has taken them and replaced the camouflage. Look, did you or did you not come back after Natalie left? If so, what the hell are you playing at?
I did not. Haven't been near your beastly place. As if I should without telling you. More likely it's Cagney's boyfriend, Marcel. Tell him he'd better chase him up. Tell him if he ever darkens your doors again, you'll put the dicks onto him about Bryce Jones.
No use. He can equally well pin that one on us. You particularly. You see?
Yes, I do see. I'll ring you back. Margaret, you did it. You're guilty all over. I saw you going bright pink.
Well, I just felt I had to get rid of them for everyone's sake. I knew no one was at Pill, so I just nipped in and got them from where you said. And I couldn't think where to dump them.
For heaven's sake, where did you put them?
Just inside the vicar's back gate.
What?
If he finds them, he'll get the reward. And he does so need it for the Black Watch beetle in the roof.
For crying out loud, Margaret, don't you see? He'll go straight to the police.
Well, but they won't know.
Our fingerprints are all over those cases. If Cagney splits, you gathered he's there, right now, at Pill, and we were questioned, well, we're well and truly for it.
Peter, oh dear, I am sorry.
I must get them back, if they're still there. Now, look, you stay here. Don't answer the phone. The police won't come yet, even... But if they do, don't know a thing. Strip, get in the car, quick.
Sir.
Got to pay a little call on the vicar.
The vicar, sir. This time of week.
Put this 10-bob note in this envelope for the restoration fund. Alibi in case we run into him. Mrs. Wilson's put the cases inside his back gate.
Oh, has she, sir? Has she indeed?
We've got to get them back, if they're there. Thank the Lord we've got them safely into the house. No one saw you?
No, sir. Except the vicar.
What?
Give him the envelope, sir. He hadn't noticed the cases. Oh, and he seemed very gratified, like said he hoped to see you in church Sunday.
Well, I certainly hope he does, too. Now, I'll have to bring Mr. Kemp at once. Help him out with Cagney. Put the cases under the stairs, Strip, while I get on the phone. What the...
This is really a pleasure, Mr. Wilson. Yes, this is a gun. Shut the door, Mr. Wilson, please.
Margaret!
Stay where you are, Mr. Wilson.
I think I should, Peter.
Oh, do stop being so overdramatic.
Shut up, darling.
Do not fool with me. Where are those cases?
What cases?
You are making me angry. I will count to five and then... One. Two.
Now, look here. He's bluffing, Larry.
Three. I am not bluffing.
Well, but if they're anywhere, they're in our car outside. As far as I'm concerned, you can have them with my blessing. But I'll go and see if you like.
Good. And no funny business. Ah. This gentleman I have seen before. He will be so kind as to fetch the cases.
Sir, what?
Yes, go, please, Strip. Nothing for it.
Yes, you'd better. He means it.
You're a prize mug, Larry. What did you bring Cagney here for? Where's your car?
He made me drive here in his damn car. It's round at the back. He's a persuasive type, you know, with his little gun and all. Cunning brute, too.
That will do.
Brute was the word.
Here's the cases, sir.
Ah, please, stand over there, all of you. I have you covered, so do not move from there. I will just look to see what you may have stolen. I have the keys.
I'll bet you have.
Do not move, I say. No.
Diablo.
Oh, Peter.
Rack and rubble stone.
Marcel, in the shelter.
That's it, sir.
Oh, you dirty swine, you dirty double-crossing. What have you done with them? Where are they? I want to know, you dirty cheating. Oh, do stop waving that gun about.
I know well now who plays this little joke. He will not play another.
Well, definitely. Your friend, Marcel, I should think.
Yes, that Marcel. Next time, Mr. Wilson, that you have valuables in your custody, I suggest you be more careful.
Well, I'll be damned. May I call you a taxi?
No, thank you, Mr. Wilson. I have my own car. The time...
That's a very nice watch you're wearing.
Is it not? One word of warning to you all. If you hear of any further developments, you will be well advised to keep your mouth shut. You understand? Goodbye. I have a little appointment to make with myself.
Pauvre bébé.
What is that well-known saying? Crime doesn't pay.
Commander, sir. Miss Liz, she's old.
Darling. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Liz.
Darling. Mother. Well, you seem in a bit of a mess around here. Oh, it's Bracken. What's been happening? Had you put her kittens?
No, darling, but we have.
Oh, big joke.
No, just a little one.
About a piece of cake.
Running round the window, if you chance to find little barrel, throat and tongue, all full of brandy wine. Don't you shout to come and look for yours and buy your bed.
A Piece of Cake was adapted for radio by Josephine Bruce from the novel by Charles Anthony. The part of Peter was played by Noel Johnson, Margaret by Gudrun Ewer, Elizabeth Pauline Letts, Strip Alan Haynes, Larry Kemp Frederick Treves, Natalie Anne Murray, Cagney Heron Carvick, Marcel Anthony Vickers, Lolly Martina Main, her father Geoffrey Winkert, Boom Boom Alexander John. The play was produced by David Thompson.